Hello, I'm at the drinks reception at the Nations and Regions Media Conference in Sulphur Quays, and we are actually at the window staring right across at Media City UK, of which Salford University is a huge part, actually, of that vision. And I'm here with...
Martin Hall.
Who is?
Vice-Chancellor of the University of Salford.
Okay, and just tell us about the University of Salford's part to play in this whole landscape and the future, really.
Well, we're very proud to have a campus down here, so we'll be moving in October this year right alongside the BBC. So this is a big one for us, being alongside them. And, of course, it's great that that ITV's moving down as well.
So, obviously, Salford has a large media, music and performance department and lots of other departments. So what difference do you think it will make to the people at the university?
I think it's all about place. Although we all have this vision of working in redwood forests and not commuting anywhere, we know, in fact, that place is really important. So it's great convening power. The BBC is a world brand. The ITV is wonderfully creative. It's going to bring people down to Salford Quays, and we'll be able to position ourselves. Really importantly, our students will be able to meet up with people who are their future.
I mean, at a time when people are paying student fees in the future, somebody said to me that actually it's worth paying the money just for the networks that you meet while at university and how they put you in touch with a whole new set of people that can launch and make your career. What do you think to that?
Yeah, well, that's the big challenge for us. The big challenge for us, particularly in this new regime of high fees, is how can we add that sort of value? So if you want your future to be in media and you're a student and you're paying a significant amount of money for your education, you get a formal curriculum, but what can you get in addition that really adds to that? And I think if you're into media, the opportunity to meet up with people who are really leaders in the industry begins to give you that added value.
So do you already know how those connections will be made, or is it something for the future?
I don't think you can plan those connections. I mean, they're made over cappuccinos, they're made at functions like this. They're made because people bump into each other on the set because they're going to the studio. I think what our task is to create a great environment, which is a fun place to be, which really draws people together, and then create the opportunities for people to make those interactions. People build their own networks. It's up to us to really create the right environment to make that happen.
So when does Salford University physically open the door, take hold of the keys and move in?
10th of October is the big day, 10th of October this year. So if everything goes smoothly, that's when we will be in there.
You see, that's the difference between Salford University and the BBC. They've given us the exact date, whereas the BBC are being general about the fact it's this summer. Thank you. Anything like you'd like to add?
No, I think just watch this space. It's going to be a great place. It's going to really confound all the sceptics that said that it was totally impossible that anything creative could happen up here in the north. And I think you're going to see a real effervescence of talent and creativity as this place really develops.